This makeshift school in Bangladesh's Kutupalong refugee camp may not look impressive, but it had offered some 600 Rohingya students a chance to learn and dream of a better future. Now it stands empty after local authorities forced its closure.
Every human has a dream to become somebody in life. Education is very important for it. My ambition is to be a doctor, but alas, I cannot even pass the entrance exam here without proper education.
More than 900,000 Rohingya refugees are living in UN-established camps. That's after fleeing a military crackdown in Myanmar in 2017. Since then, local groups have attempted to establish private schools. But it's not the first to be closed. For the past 3 months, schools set up in camps have been shut down by officials. UNICEF runs schools for children, but they stop at the age of 14.
The school shutdown will create a deep crisis for the children. If they can't go to school, they'll get involved in something bad.
A senior member of the government told a news agency, on condition of anonymity, that it's unacceptable to operate a school without permission. Kaifuri school principal Mohammed Shawif says this is not the case.
Suddenly, armed police in charge of camp security came in and asked whether we had written permission from the camp in charge to operate. We told them we had verbal permission. This school was set up several years ago by our slain leader, Master Muhibullah, who arranged permission. Everything ran smoothly until they raided the school this week.
Now there's concern for the students left languishing in the camps, and many wondering why they're not receiving the basic right of education. Laura Burden-Manley, Al Jazeera.